CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, Cameroon's political, economic, and sociocultural classes have been reacting positively to the head of state's traditional end of year State of the Nation address, in which he made major announcements for the improvement of the living conditions of citizens. On this first day of January 2025, Cameroonians joined the global celebration of a new year with religious and secular events taking place to engage in moments of reflection, share meals, exchange gifts, and warm wishes for the new year. And members of Cameroon's defense and security forces are being promoted to higher ranks in epaulette award ceremonies across the country, with a high point in Tuboro, North Region, an arms-taking ceremony presided over by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense. And those were our top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzeka. President Paul Biya says he will intensify his merciless fight against corruption and misappropriation of public funds by meting out appropriate sanctions on people found guilty of such offenses. The president, who spoke last night in his traditional State of the Nation's address, called on Cameroonians to remain united and cohesive in facing challenges that will influence economic, social, political and cultural lives in 2025. Among the projects President Paul Biya said will improve living conditions in 2025 are efforts to electrify 1,000 localities with solar energy and the construction of 360 solar plants in administrative units. President Paul Biya also said that drinking water will be made available to more localities, many more health units and hospitals equipped, and 9,944 health workers will be recruited as from this year. The world is celebrating the arrival of a new year with religious and secular events taking place in Cameroon to welcome 2025 in pomp and fanfare, as well as in deep introspection. Men of God, during crossover church services, prayed for peace, unity, and an end to violence in conflict-ridden parts of Cameroon. People have been sharing gifts and meals and taking resolutions to improve their ways of life this new year. In the midst of New Year festivities, two people, including a 17-year-old boy, died in an accident this morning at the Longkak neighborhood in Yaoundé. Eyewitnesses report say Toyota Corolla car driving at top speed bumped into passersby, killing one of the victims on the spot and injuring several others. Three occupants of the vehicle were rushed to hospitals in critical conditions. Police have opened investigations to determine the cause of the accident and allegations the driver was drunk. The Yaoundé Emergency Center and other health facilities in the nation's capital have continued to receive and attend to victims of accidents linked to the celebration of the Feast of Saint Sylvester. Health facilities have taken specific measures to respond appropriately to an event or to an eventual influx of patients. Since last night, the Minister of Public Health and his collaborators have been touring hospitals in Yaoundé in order to size up the situation on the ground. Epaulette Award ceremonies are taking place across barracks and public squares in Cameroon following separate presidential decrees and ministerial decisions promoting defense and security forces to higher ranks. The high point of the celebration was in Tuboro, where the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Beti Asomu, presided over an arms-taking ceremony during which soldiers of the 31st Motorized Military Brigade received their epaulets. In the meantime, newly promoted officers, non-commissioned officers, and soldiers of the rank and file in Yaoundé have received epaulets promoting them to higher grades. This was during a ceremony at the Military Headquarters Brigade, presided over by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Yves Landry Etoga. The ceremony was attended, among others, by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defence in charge of ex-servicemen and war victims, Kumpa Issa, and Centre Governor Nasri Paul Biya. Out of Cameroon, Côte d'Ivoire has announced that French troops will withdraw from the West African nation, further reducing the military influence of the former colonial power in the region. In an end-of-year address, President Alassane Ouattara said the move was a reflection of the modernization of Côte d'Ivoire's armed forces. Separately, Senegal, which last month announced France would have to close its military bases on its territory, confirmed the withdrawal would be completed by the end of 2025. In sports, Colombe Sportif of the Ja and Lobo are the new leaders of the Elite One Football Championship with 11 points after their 1-0 win against Stade Rennais of Melun in one of delayed day five fixtures of the competition. In the other delayed day five match, RS Fortuna of Fou defeated Union Sportif of Douala 2-0. Leaders Colombe Sportif are followed on the league standing by Gazelle FA of Garoua with 10 points. Defending champions, Victoria United occupies the third spot with 10 points. At the bottom of the table, Aigle Royal of Mongo ranks 15 with 2 points, alongside Young Sports Academy of Bamenda with 2 points. That ends the bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzuka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Drusilla Mokoso-Joki.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us on this first day of January 2025. In his traditional end-of-year address to the nation on December the 31st, 2024, President Paul Biya reassured Cameroonians that the country's economic growth remains on track despite various external challenges. The head of state also emphasized that the government is effectively addressing the security situation within the nation. According to Unity Palace correspondent Amin Keng Edward, President Biya's speech effectively addressed the concerns and expectations of the Cameroonian people.
30 minutes of frank talk, excellent mastery of the subject, and a renewed attention paid to the urgent needs and aspirations of the Cameroonian people. 30 minutes of a thorough review of Cameroon's social, economic, and political situation, ranging from insecurity in some parts of the country, the realization of some capital-intensive development projects, to the steady growth of the country's economy, and political consultations scheduled for 2025 in Cameroon. One after the other, the President of the Republic tackled the issues with eloquence and conviction, assuring Cameroonians that in spite of the security situation in the far north, southwest and northwest regions, worsened by the Ukraine-Russia war, Cameroon is still standing tall and proud economically and one and indivisible as a nation. This, according to President Paul Biya, is thanks to the sense of unity and patriotism demonstrated by a vast majority of the Cameroonian people. In a fatherly tone, President Paul Biya appealed to those Cameroonians still in the bushes to lay down their arms and join the DDR centers. Cameroon's economic growth is real, the president assured Cameroonians, regardless of the multiple exogenous shocks, notably the gloomy capital and commodity market, climate disruption, inflationary pressures, and oil price fluctuations, with an estimated growth rate of 3.8% in 2024 and projected to reach 4.1% in 2025. Other areas of capital importance to the economy of the country that President Paul Biya made reference to include the Integrated Agro-Pastoral and Fisheries Import Substitution Plan, the cocoa, coffee and mining sectors with huge employment potentials, and of course, the industrialization process of the country, which he said is gradually taking shape. President Paul Biya is also aware of the very pressing needs of his fellow compatriots with regards to social amenities, Reason why he was quick to mention the huge investment made by the Cameroon government for the construction and rehabilitation of some roads, the provision of quality drinking water and healthcare facilities, not leaving out the concerns of teachers. On a sad note, the head of state paid glowing tribute to his compatriots who lost their lives as a result of accidents and natural disasters in 2024, pledging government's continuous effort to address the situation. Ahead of the 2025 presidential and regional elections, the President of the Republic called on Cameroonians of voting age to register massively on the electoral register to show proof of maturity and responsibility before, during, and after the elections. Globally speaking, in 30 minutes, the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, kept the tradition with a show of a sound knowledge of the needs and aspirations of his fellow compatriots, and, perhaps most importantly, a strong commitment to the plight of his citizens.
Unity Palace correspondent Amin King Edward. In his New Year message to the nation, President Biya outlined a series of ambitious initiatives designed to improve governance and enhance the quality of life for all Cameroonians. Topping the list of announcements was a special recruitment drive for healthcare workers, signaling a commitment to strengthening the nation's healthcare system. Editorialist and Deputy Director George Kelong.
It is concrete and the figure is precise. 9,944 health workers are to be recruited over the next 5 years. Not only is the special recruitment announced by President Paul Biya going to reduce unemployment among graduates in the health sector, but more importantly, it will definitely go a long way towards improving patient care. As reports say, the patient doctor or patient nurse ratio in the country still leaves a lot to be desired. Also about employment, President Paul Biya announced that over 2,500 direct jobs are to be created thanks to the opening of the largest tire production plant in Central Africa at Bipaga in Kribi, which is one of the projects that clearly indicate that Cameroon's industrialization is taking shape. Then to tackle the problem of the deplorable state of the country's road network, decried here and there, the head of state says he has instructed the reorganization of the road fund so that it can be able to mobilize the necessary funding for road construction, rehabilitation, and maintenance projects. This as he talks about firm and urgent measures to address governance issues in the sector, in which he has announced the launch in 2025 of rehabilitation projects, including the Bikoko-Limbe-Idinau and the Mutengene-Boya stretches of road. While confirming that presidential and regional elections are to be held in 2025, President Paul Biya says he has ordered that requisite measures be taken to address worries about dual identity, thereby facilitating the acquisition of national identity cards so that Cameroonians can massively register to vote in a Cameroon, which he says will remain one and indivisible in conformity with the mandate given to him. The head of state concludes his message with an assurance to Cameroonians that his resolve to serve them not only remains steadfast, but also it grows stronger by the day as they work closely to address the immense challenges facing the nation.
Editorialist and Deputy Director George Kelong. Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Jangute says President Paul Biya's end-of-year speech is a reflection of his attachment to the ideals of national unity, his dedication to the well-being of Cameroonians, and his constant desire to break new grounds for the economic prosperity of the country. Star Building correspondent Christian Cheatam captured the reaction of the Prime Minister after the President's end-of-year message yesterday and compiled them in the following report.
In the quiet of his lakeside residence, Prime Minister Joseph Jangute was surrounded by family, friends, and collaborators throughout the broadcast of the head of state's end-of-year address to the nation. A message which he says reflects the head of state's attachment, first of all, to the ideals of national unity and national integrity.
Those are two issues that are very dear to him since he took over power. He has always insisted that people must move freely. So he has instructed all the services concerned to ensure that this is the case. And he made it clear that national unity will stay. The designs of those separatists will not succeed. The designs of Boko Haram will not succeed.
The PM further thinks the speech also projects the president's firm resolve to maintain Cameroon on the course of economic prosperity through bold economic choices.
It is important to note that we had a 3.8% growth last year, and we expect 4.1% or this year. Some people think that it could even go up to 4.2%. That is so because some of the basic conditionalities that have to be put in place are being put in place, and the foremost amongst them is energy. In the past 15 years, we have put in about 2,500 billion CFA in the energy sector. The other things which you mentioned are the progress we are making in the mining sector.
Finally, the Prime Minister says the desire to improve the well-being of Cameroonians through the provision of roads, water, and other facilities also shines through the speech of the head of state.
In particular, the road issue. We've done over 600 kilometers of tarred roads and many more hundreds of kilometers of untarred roads. And he has projected that this will continue in 2025. Health sector. I've been going around the country inaugurating major health institutions which are helping Cameroonians across the board.
Prime Minister Joseph Dangote says the speech is one which gives the courage to look at the future with hope. Christian Chiatam, CRTV.
Meanwhile, the governor of the West Region has described the head of state's address to the nation as all-encompassing and contextual to the latest happenings in the region. Our Funk Augustine was speaking to the press shortly after the president's address. Eric Langmiawufo reports.
The governor of the West Region was particularly keen on the head of state's preoccupations with the state of roads in the region. Our Funk Augustine regretted that, were it not of poor management, certain road networks should have been completed by now.
The case of Fumban, Kupamatapi, Jakiri, this is a road that would have been completed since 2019. But unfortunately, the company that is in charge has just been turning around and they've changed three general managers and four directors of financial affairs. If this company were doing their work, I think this road would have been completed.
The governor outlined that the government has been keen in seeking lasting solutions to the Chang landslide incident.
The Directorate of Civil Protection, a team came down to carry out their studies. The Minister of Public Works at Equally sent a team, and since the head of state has made a statement, it shall be a big relief for us.
He has also stated that moves are being made in the water and energy sectors to improve the livelihood of Cameroonians. Eric Langmiawufo, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
The head of state's address has been hailed as a catalyst of renewed optimism for the people of the Southwest region into the new year. Southwest Governor Bernard Okalia-Bilai made the statement after the president's speech. Regina Ngalenduku reports.
President Paul Biya's traditional address to the nation has, according to Southwest Governor Bernard Okalia-Bilai, reignited hope among the region's population, with several development projects anticipated to take shape this year.
He reassured us that this new year, the work of Bekoko, Limbe, Idnao, and the stretch of road Mutengene, Boya will start.
Highlighting that peace is essential for sustainable development, the governor urged the population to actively contribute to creating a stable and conducive environment for progress.
The young men should drop their weapons and join the DDR Center to contribute for the building of our nation.
Governor Bernard Okalia-Bilai emphasized that the president's speech not only rekindled optimism, but also reinforced the people's sense of inclusion and belonging within the nation. Regina Ngale, Nduko, CRTV News, Boya.
And we take you to the economic capital, where political actors in Douala have lauded President Biya's respect of the electoral calendar when he announced in his address that regional and presidential elections will take place in 2025. Scholar Maluke reports.
It was with anticipation that some of the political actors waited for the start of the State of the Nation's address. After listening to the 30-minute-long message from the head of state, some of them had a positive view. Honorable Abedo Collins is CPDM parliamentarian, while Banda Kani is president of the Now Popular Movement.
2025 is an electoral year.
We are in a situation in Africa and in the world marked by instability. And we think that presidential election, regional election, who was announced for the next year, is very important.
To the SDF Minister of Communication in the Shadow Cabinet, his wish is that the army should play their role effectively during the announced elections. Moise Ngijol Ngam.
His speech was based on congratulations of the armed force. We also appreciate what they are doing.
No matter their stance, their wish is to see that the regional and presidential elections take place without hitches. Skola Maluke, CLTV News, Douala.
Cameroonians in Tem Valley Division of the South Region have rejoiced over the imminent rehabilitation of the road network in the country and the recruitment of health personnel as announced by President Spobia in his traditional end of year address to the nation last evening. Clarence Azit.
The state of the road linking the South Regional Headquarters of Bolova to Ampam, chief town of the Tem Valley, has undergone degradation, making circulation quite cumbersome. Mentioning the aspects of road rehabilitation in his address was a great relief to the people, notably the long-awaited Ebolova Akomtsukribi stretch. We really want to say thank you for the solutions geared towards rehabilitating roads in the country in 2025. Many also leaped with joy when the president announced the recruitment of healthcare providers. We have many health centers here in Ampam, which unfortunately are not operational due to the lack of personnel. We are happy for this news. Ntem Valley SEO, Boba Haman, and his close collaborators were thrilled when President Biya described the South region as a catalyst for economic growth in the country. The population of Ntem Valley has entered 2025 with optimism and assurance that the head of state is committed to improve their living standards. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News in Ampam.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Minutes after 3 p.m. You're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. Cameroonians, just like other nationals around the globe, are celebrating a new year beginning today, January the 1st, 2025. After crossover activities in churches and entertainment sports on St. Silver's tonight, citizens are today sharing meals with loved ones and exchanging New Year wishes and gifts. In the midst of New Year festivities, two people, including a 17-year-old boy, died in an accident this morning at the Longkak neighborhood in Yaoundé, and the Yaoundé Emergency Center and other health facilities in the nation's capital city have continued to receive and attend to victims of accidents linked to the celebration of the Feast of St. Sylvester. George Muam reports.
It wasn't a peaceful night at the Yaoundé Emergency Center until this Wednesday morning, which continued to receive victims of road accidents from different parts of the city. The supervisor of the center, Dr. Boyan Pele Pierre Boris, informed Minister Manoda Malachi that they had so far received 6 accident cases, 4 of which involved members of the same family knocked down by a speeding taxi around Longkak. He added that one of the family members died at the spot, while another died upon arrival at the center. At the Vokada District Hospital, the doctors were busy stitching the forehead of a young girl in her mid-20s who was hit with a bottle following a scuffle with a friend. At the Jungulu District Hospital, the minister's convoy was welcomed by the wailing of a mother whose daughter was knocked down by a bike last night on their way to church. The next stopover was at the Yaoundé University Teaching Hospital, where Dr. Manoda Malachi and his entourage noticed with chagrin that there was nobody at the reception to attend to users. The tour also took the minister to the Biamasi, Oja and Sitevet District Hospitals, where he met the health personnel, fully mobilized and going about their duties in calm and serenity. At each point, Dr. Manoda Malachi had words of encouragement for the health personnel on duty, with whom he exchanged pleasantries and best wishes for the new year.
George Mwam. Epaulette award ceremonies are taking place across barracks and public squares across Cameroon following separate presidential decrees and ministerial decisions promoting defense and security forces to higher ranks. The high point of the celebration was in Tuboro, where the minister delegate at the president's in charge of defense presided over an arms taking ceremony during which soldiers of the 31st Motorized Military Brigade received their epaulettes. A special envoy Albert Njembonde joins us live with updates from Tuboro.
Joseph Betty Asomo came in the name of the head of state on this first day of the year 2025, the first of his kind for a defense minister in Tuboro, and the first time Tuboro is witnessing a military ceremony of this magnitude in what looks like the state marking its authority on the land, threatened by cross-border crimes, especially kidnappings for ransom.
Rupo.
Lieutenant Kenehevi Amuga-Vogo, the chief of staff of the 31st Military Brigade, commands the troops with officials of the Military Central Command from Yaoundé and members of the life forces of the division watching on. The presidential decrees and ministerial decisions promoting the officers precede the epaulette award.
Decree number 2024/632 of December 2, 2024.
The presidential decrees and ministerial decisions read by Navy Commander Sir Cyril Atomfak, head of the Communication Division of the Ministry of Defense, promoting the officers precede the epaulette award. Officers, non-commissioned officers, and soldiers of the rank and file are awarded with the different components of the defense and security forces represented. Lieutenant Colonel Etundi Okafabien is one of the recipients.
This is a great day, the first day of the year. We should thank God, thank the first person of the Republic, His Excellency, Mr. President.
Joseph Betty Asomo leaves Tuboro seemingly satisfied to have had a first-hand appraisal of the security situation to report back to the one who sent him, the head of state. Albert Njembonde, Guy Joël Noir, on special assignment, Tuboro.
Thank you, Albert. And in the same vein, some deserving military officers in Yaoundé have received new epaulettes, promoting them to superior grades. It was during a ceremony at the courtyard of the Headquarters Brigade, presided over by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Yves Landry Etuga. Ngu Henry reports.
More than 500 officers, non-commissioned officers, plus soldiers of the rank and file received the new epaulettes, promoting them to superior grades during the ceremony at the courtyard of the headquarters brigade. Their promotion followed presidential decrees and a ministerial decision of last December. The newly promoted officers expressed gratitude to God, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, President Paul Biya, and their hierarchy.
Colonel Darrell Okunjila, and I want to thank God Almighty for this special promotion. It hasn't been easy. I also want to thank the head of state. I want to thank all my hierarchy.
The ceremony that ended with a military march past was presided at by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Yves Etuga, and attended, among others, by the Secretary of State in charge of ex-servicemen and war victims, Kumpa Issa, and Center Governor Nasiri Paul Bear.
About 200 personnel of the defense forces working in the Northwest have received epaulettes and ranks following their promotion last December. The distinctions were conferred on them at the customary January 1st ceremony, chaired by the commander of the 5th Joint Military Region, Brigadier General Buba Dobekrio. Mercy Kusi reports.
A mixture of joyous shouts from loved ones and solemn music from the military band filled the ceremonial grounds of the 5th Joint Military Region in Bamenda as newly promoted members of the Defense and Security Forces went through the rituals of their distinctions. Achiri Martin Su of the 3rd Rapid Intervention Battalion in Bamenda, who was upgraded to the rank of colonel, feels privileged to have been recognized.
It means so much to me. Due to the work we do and our high ranking has thought it nice to congratulate us with this advance. We have so much ahead of us, so say thank you to our hierarchy.
To Chief Warrant Officer Major of the 6th Military Region in Bamenda, Bakilam Eric, this new rank calls for more work.
I know that I have a difficult task with a new rank. I will work so that I will complete my mission.
The epaulette award ceremony was presided by the commander of the 5th Joint Military Region, Brigadier General Buba Dobekrio, with Northwest Governor Adolphe Lele Lafrique as guest of honor. Mercy Kusi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In other news, a group of young men and women in the locality of Gomeja, Nyong and So Division of the Center Region have received end-of-course certificates after an intensive training in ICDs aimed at empowering them with essential technology skills. This was during a ceremony presided over by the resident representative of African Institute of Computer Sciences, EIE Cameroon, Armand Claude Abanda, and attended by the matron of the laureates, Constance Owona, as well as Minister Grégoire Owona. We'll have details with Kelly Eben.
The Ngomendap Center of the African Institute of Computer Sciences, EIE Cameroon, has furnished skilled digital literates to the job market through the MINJEF 2035 project, an ambitious program initiated by the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, to empower 1 million Cameroonians in ICTs. Constance Owona is the matron of the graduating batch.
We started this initiative to follow the steps of our leaders, President Paul Biya and Mrs. Chantal Biya, to train young people to be entrepreneurs and knowledge in computer science.
EIE's resident representative, Armand Claude Abanda, emphasized the indispensable role of digital technology in today's world.
I congratulate Mrs. Constance Owona and thank the Minister Grégoire Owona for giving great help for ICT training.
The excitement and determination to apply their expertise and seize future opportunities is expressed by Bisele Bernard Joel, one of the laureates.
We were trained on how to type, even create using computer.
The EIE Ngomendap Center, which has just graduated its second batch, now boasts over 300 ICT literates and entrepreneurs supporting themselves and their families.
The President of the Republic, Paul Biya, in his traditional end-of-year speech to the nation, made a balance sheet of Cameroon's economic, political, social, and security strengths, as well as challenges in 2024, while outlining an array of measures to improve the living conditions of citizens. And I invite you to listen to President Paul Biya's State of the Nation address in its entirety.
Cameroonais. Mes chers compatriotes,
fellow Cameroonians, my dear compatriots, a few years ago, I stated that the current 7-year term would be decisive insofar as it would enable our country to resolutely continue its march towards emergence. I did specify that this objective should be made a veritable national cause, especially through our collective commitment to restoring security, strengthening our economic growth, and significantly improving the living conditions of Cameroonians. In hindsight, the years that have gone by since then show that great strides have been made in each of these areas. Security, which is a prerequisite for economic and social progress, has been and remains our core priority. Thanks to the combined action of our defense and police forces, the administrative authorities, and the populace, our country has remained stable despite a particularly troubled global context. Granted, some areas of our country continue to face cowardly attacks from terrorist groups and serious crime. However, I can assure you that all is being done to bring lasting peace across our territory. Crime in our urban areas and rural areas is being energetically combated by the forces of law and order, who I earnestly encourage. I am particularly pleased with the progress achieved in combating the Boko Haram terrorist group. The operations carried out in recent years by our armed forces in the far north region have severely curbed the destructive capacity of these terrorists, who are now reduced to attacking only innocent civilians. I have also noted that the reconstruction of the northwest and southwest regions is progressing despite the atrocities being committed by some armed gangs which continue to target mainly the civilian population. It can never be overemphasized that the separatist course championed by these purportedly enlightened beings is doomed to failure. Cameroon will remain one and indivisible. Such is the wish of the overwhelming majority of our compatriots. This is the very essence of the mandate given to me, and I will never fail to deliver it. My dear compatriots, you know my attachment to national unity, progress, and peace. You are witnesses of the action the government has been taking for years under my leadership to bring an end to this security crisis that is undermining the development of these regions and plunging many families into mourning. I take this opportunity to remind the members of these armed bands that the nation is still reaching out to them. I urge them once again to take up the offer of peace that has been made to them and to lay down their weapons. Hundreds of their comrades have already joined the disarmament, demobilization and reintegration centers and have been trained in different trades for their easy social integration. The fate of the diehard warmongers is unenviable. They will be relentlessly tracked down and will inevitably answer for their crimes. My dear compatriots, the consolidation of our country's economic growth is now real. Cameroon is regularly praised by the relevant financial bodies for its resilience despite a particularly difficult international context.